Grofe had to orchestrate Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue, because Gershwin, when the Rhapsody in Blue was premiered, he just didn't have enough knowledge of the orchestra. He was just not a symphonist at all, but he knew he was a great musician. And so when Rhapsody in Blue was premiered, good old Verdinand was called in to make the thing sound better than Gershwin would have been able to do at the time.
I think a lot of people think that that's just the way Gershwin did it, and they kind of forget that he had somebody orchestrate it, because his piece was being performed by the likes of Paul Whiteman,
right?
And it's in more of a jazz feel, which right. is a really fun way to hear it. We are so familiar with the Grofe arrangement.
Right. And it was a smaller band on the original performance of it than we are used to hearing now. But the original performance of it was on an afternoon that Whiteman, I think, himself had put together on a Sunday afternoon, I think. And the idea was, and it was billed as being symphonic jazz. In other words, he did a number of things. Some American tunes were set to be played by a symphony orchestra. And it was actually a fairly long-winded, boring sort of thing. And the audience was not particularly enthralled with the whole thing. Till at the end, Gershwin came out, and there was honest goodness jazz and this wonderful sleazebag clan, I think, that the thing begins with. It's a glorious idea, and there was a sort of a symphonic sort of ensemble doing it. And then later on it was set for the orchestra the way we hear it now, because it was still on a smaller scale. But already on the world premiere of the piece, what I understand, it was quite a shock.